From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syria's foreign minister says his country is ready to participate in peace talks in Geneva without any foreign interference, he says, although he did not specifically explain what that means. The announcement comes almost a week after the United Nations Security Council approved a plan for an international Syrian peace process aimed at ending its civil war. Walid Mualim spoke with reporters on a visit to Beijing.
Syria ready to participate in the Syrian-Syrian dialogue in Geneva without any foreign interference. And our delegation will be ready as soon as we receive a list of the opposition delegation.
Foreign Minister Mualim also said his government hopes the dialogue will be successful in helping Syria establish a national unity government. Syrian activist groups say raids by government warplanes on a rebel-held suburb of the capital Damascus killed at least 20. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says women and children were among the casualties in Thursday's raid. Government warplanes and helicopter gunships often attack opposition-held suburbs of Damascus. A gas tanker fire in Nigeria has killed more than 100. That fire ignited Thursday at a gas plant in Anambra State when a gas truck exploded after unloading its contents. Reports say the resulting fire burned to death many of the people standing in line to refill their cooking gas canisters. The fire reported to have burned for hours. This is VOA News. Belgian authorities have charged a ninth suspect in connection with last month's terror attacks in Paris. The man identified only as Abdullah C., a Belgian national born in 1985, was arrested Tuesday in Brussels. The arrest was kept secret to avoid alerting potential accomplices. The November 13th attack in Paris left 130 people dead and 300 injured. Iraqi forces are battling the last Islamic State militants holed up in the center of Ramadi as they fight to retake the key city they lost 7 months ago. In the third day of a major Iraqi offensive, fighting raged Thursday around a government complex in Ramadi, capital of Iraq's Anbar province. Iraqi military officials say IS terrorists were trying to slow the Iraqi advancement by using suicide bombers, booby traps, and snipers, plus civilians as human shields. Afghan officials say security forces backed by U.S. airstrikes have regained control of a district center in southern Helmand province from the Taliban. Officials say at least 45 Taliban fighters were killed before Afghan forces entered the key area in Helmand. Sadiq Siddiqui is a government spokesman.
We also were able to provide ammunition and support to our forces in Sangin. The fight is still going on in Sangin. There are areas in which the Taliban are still there and they're fighting against our forces. But at the same time, we will be launching other operations in other parts of the Helmand as well.
A U.S. military spokesman confirmed to VOA that U.S. aircraft participated in that fighting. New violence erupted in the West Bank on Thursday, three Palestinian attackers shot dead as they carried out stabbings and a car ramming, and a fourth was killed in clashes with Israeli soldiers. Ongoing unrest is overshadowing Christmas Eve celebrations in the Palestinian-ruled town of Bethlehem. Robert Berger has more.
Palestinian Boy and Girl Scouts kicked off Christmas celebrations with a march through Manger Square here in the West Bank town of Bethlehem. But the atmosphere is gloomy. 3 months of Israeli-Palestinian violence have scared pilgrims and tourists away. Palestinian merchants sat in their shops packed with olive wood souvenirs, but customers were few and far between. Robert Berger, Bethlehem.
Also, Britain's Queen Elizabeth will use her Christmas broadcast today to emphasize that light can triumph over darkness, she says, during a difficult year.
That's the latest world news from VOA.